If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Hi, here I am giving the daily update, pumped about it, ready to let you know what happened today. I'm gonna get right into it. Number one, I'm pretty pumped. I think I found the interns that I want to add to our team. I mean, who knows? You will never know until you try. You will never know until you give them a chance. And my model that I'm going to try is let them work for a month. And if they're doing it right, they can stay on the team. They're doing it wrong, we might have to go a different direction, or I need to do a better job of teaching them. So really pumped about that. If you're ever looking for interns, make sure you use internships.com or Handshake. I loved internships.com because I could message all of the people I wanted to do. So it was awesome. Sorry, I'm a little hyped up because I had a lot of coffee and I think I found an intern. So I'm happy about that. Second thing that I can be super pumped about is we actually are gonna have Trent Tucker on our podcast next week, which is exciting because we didn't actually reach out to him. We were lucky enough to have him reach out to us. So that is awesome. And we are pumped up to have him on the show. He was a former University of Minnesota basketball player, won the conference championship with the U of M, which is awesome. Then he went to the NBA and won a championship with the Chicago Bulls. So it should be fascinating to hear what his take is on business, really. So quick plug, Master of Star podcast, gonna be awesome next week. Stoked. A third thing that I kinda wanna get into is I have said that we are looking for attorneys. And I think something that's really important that I really want to bring up for the audience and for myself in the future is you want to find an attorney that wants to work with you, not for you. So we were talking to some attorneys and we had attorneys that would basically say, here's the deal. We offer this, this, and this, all these articles, and we are going to cost $1,000 an hour. Ouch. That is painful because for us to even get started, it's going to cost us $4,000 to even tell them about our problem and what we're trying to figure out. So those guys weren't perfect for us because those are individuals that we want to bring on our team for the lifespan of our company. So the guys that we loved, and I really think if you're ever looking for an attorney someday, make sure you search until you find these individuals. A few guys that we might move forward with, they actually talked to us right out of the gate and said, here's the deal. I bet you guys are a startup and you're a little strapped for cash. And I respect that and I'm here for you. And I was like, okay, that's refreshing. They understand that we're strapped for cash. We don't want to pay $1,000 an hour. So they actually went on to explain, here's the deal. I will try to cut costs where I can. I will be very upfront with you and give you an idea of how much I believe each project will cost, which is actually kind of rare. And they also went on to say, hey, if I'm not the right guy for the project, I will find someone in the company that is better than me to do the project right. That's awesome. That is awesome. If you can find an attorney that just wants the best thing for you, man, you are set. So I just wanted to bring that up only because I think it's important. A lot of us will have to find attorneys someday, and it's an expensive process and it's a little scary. And I just want to say, don't jump the gun. All right. Take your time, look for the right person, put in the effort. It's definitely worth it in the end, because you want to make sure it's somebody that you have for a long time. The fourth thing, worked on a little baby web development project today. Now, I think when you're an entrepreneur, it might not be ideal, but you need to do little projects for the fam. Make sure you still keep them at the forefront of your mind. So I did a little project for mom today, worked on her boutique website, made it on WordPress. Another plug for WordPress, my goodness. But if you want to check it out, it's at seedlingsgiftsandbooks.com. Another plug. Jesus, this is all that's going to be, just a bunch of plugs. I don't know. But that is the other thing I worked on today. And the final thing I want to hit on is a few of my friends, or really I'd call them my brothers for the most part, we're creating a company called Educating Entrepreneurs. And we're trying to create a platform where we give all of you, or anyone that's interested in entrepreneurship, the opportunity to learn about how to really start a company, but start it right. Like all the little things, the roadblocks to starting a company, how to come up with a new idea, how to test that idea, how to create your financials, how to create websites, all of that good stuff. And today was a big day because we really considered a large pivot before even launching. And it should be interesting to see where that leads. Originally, we were thinking of charging $1,000 for our course. And by all means, it's totally worth $1,000. But why we're considering pivoting is because we thought about why we're creating it in the first place, and it's to create real value for entrepreneurs. So if we think about our mission is to create real value for entrepreneurs, and we want to do anything in the world to create that value, yet we're thinking about creating a course that costs $1,000. So how does that align with the mission? It doesn't really. And that's why we're thinking about a pivot before we even launch. We're thinking about going with a freemium model. We're thinking about creating a bunch of content and giving it to the world and letting them learn and hoping that somehow it repays us. It's a little nerve-wracking. We can't quite figure out how we want to do it necessarily yet, because I'll explain the two problems we have. And if any of you listening can reach out, you can reach me at Bobby@GoMahi.com. I know it's not associated with educating entrepreneurs, but reach out to me there. The two problems we're having is, if we do the freemium version, how do we make enough money to make sure we still continue to market our company? And how do we make enough money to run ads and enhance and grow the company? How do we do that? And we were thinking, a lot of these freemium versions, what we see is a lot of commercials, and we don't love that. If we're creating podcasts, we're creating content, we're creating blogs, we're creating tools, we don't want you to have to look at a bunch of advertisements. So that is one thing that we're trying to figure out. And the second thing is, we were thinking, we've been creating all these tools in our course. So we're thinking maybe we create all the blogs and make that free content and the lessons free content, but then we make the tools basically something that you have to pay for. But the problem with that is then we're kind of on this 50-50 edge where we can't really commit to bringing full value to entrepreneurs. We're not committing fully because we're not making it all free. Yet we're also not committing to saying our content is so valuable, everyone has to pay for all of it. So it's a unique position. I don't really know what to do at this point. We're going to discuss it more over the next couple days. But if any of you guys have insight, reach out to me. Tell me what you think. I would love that. I'd be eternally in debt to you. And that's pretty much it. If any of you guys are willing to take the time, DM me, if that's how you say it, direct message me, or send me an email and tell me what you would want me to bring up in these short little snippets every day, because I would love to answer any questions people have in the business world. And I think I would only try to cover one question per night. So make sure you direct message me, reach out, send an email, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Peace.